We continue our learning. We're in Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. And Masechta is getting, we learn in Perek Vav Mishnah, Gimel, HaOmer Tein Get Zeh LeIshti B'Makom Ploni. A person says to a Shaliach, give this get to my wife in this particular place, and he gave it to her in a different place, it's Pasul. But if he didn't say, give it to her in this place, but rather he said, give her the get, harehi b'makom ploni. She, behold, is in this place, and he gave it to her in a different place, then it's kosher, because that was, he wasn't makbid on the particular place. So this is where I think she's going to be. But it doesn't mean that he's makbid, that he divorced her only in that particular place. That halacha applies as well to Kiddushin, and that's the subject of our Mishnah. Homer lishlucha would say v'kadesh li Isha Plonis B'makom Ploni. He gives our Ketzav Kiddushin and says, Mi Mekadesh for me, this woman, Vikich, Vahalach, Vikich, B'makom Acher, Bi Mekadesh, this woman, B'makom Ploni, in this particular place. And he went, the Shaleach went to another place. He didn't follow the directive of the Mishaleach, of the sender. Eina Mikudeshes. So then she's not Mikudeshes to the Mishaleach, to the sender, to this man, to the husband, who potential husband, because the Mishaleach, the one who sent the Shaleach with the ring, was makpid and had the kiddushin dependent on that particular place. Maybe it could be that in that particular place, as people, he has friends who are there, they'll speak nicely about him. Maybe another reason, and he didn't want her to be mikudeshes in another place. Therefore, when the shaliach is mekadesh her in a different place on behalf of the mishaleach, she's not mikudeshes. But if he said to the shaliach, Hare he b'makom ploni. He didn't say kadeshli isha plonis b'makom ploni, but rather kadeshli isha plonis v'hare he b'makom ploni. This is where she can be found. And v'kidsha b'makom acher, the shaliach ends up being mekadesh her, finds her in a different place, and gives her the kesef kiddushin, the ring, in a different place. Hare zo mikudeshes. Then she is mikudeshes to the mishaleach, to the sender, because the sender here did not have the kiddushin dependent on a particular place. It's a mara makom, just saying this is where you will likely find her, but not necessarily that she has to be particularly in that place at the time to be mikudeshes. Perek Beis Mishnah. This entire mission is found in Ksuvos Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin. We've learned it all already, but it's brought here because of the halachos of kiddushin bitaos, where there's an error. If a man is mekadesh a woman almanas, that she has no nedarim, she hasn't taken any nedarim upon herself, any vows, and he ends up finding that in fact she has nedarim, or let's say almanas on the condition she has no mumin, no blemishes, and he ends up finding mumin, ain't a mekudesh, she's not mekudesh, that's the subject of the Mishnah. Hamekadesh is a isha almanas, she ain't a nedarim, v'nimtzor la nedarim, ain't a mekudesh, she's not, ends up having a nedarim. And what type of nedarim? The Gemara in Ksufas on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis says we're speaking about nedarim that a husband normally is makfit about, he's particular about. She took a neder, she's not going to eat meat or drink wine, she won't wear certain types of colored clothing. Then any mekudeshes, that's the kiddushei tos. A husband cannot be mefir neder that she made before he was mekadesh. So even though, and you'll say, I, a chacham, could be matur, that neder, you can go to a beis din for hataras nedarim. Maybe the husband can't do hafaras nedarim, but you can go to a beis din for hataras nedarim. No, maybe he doesn't want his wife to be misbaza, to be embarrassed by having to go to beis din. And therefore, it'll be mekadesh, a woman, amanah, she has no nedarim and ends up having nedarim, and then his nedarim relate to things that he's particular about, ain't a mikudeshes. Kansa stam. Let's say when he married her, he didn't make any tanai at all. He didn't say almanas, you don't have a nedarim. V'nimtzol a nedarim. In the end, he finds out she actually had nedarim. Once again, nedarim that normally a husband is makbid about. Teitze shelo biksuva. Then she leaves. She needs a get, but she forfeits the ksuva. And this is true even if she was mekadesh her with a tanai that she had no nedarim, which is not this case, that's the previous case. But let's say then he ended up going to the chuppah with her and it didn't mention it tonight. So what about a case like that? So that's true also, you need a get. because since he married her, ended up bringing her to the chuppah, even though at the time of Kiddushin he said, Almanas, you have no nedarim, we assume ein adam oseh b'ilaso b'ilasnus. That's a famous concept. We don't assume a person is living with a woman in a promiscuous fashion. We assume that if he ends up taking her to the chuppah and marrying her and having bir rishona, it's for the purposes of marriage. Obviously, then he was mochel on his tanai. Once again, in a case where she actually took nedarim, he made a neder, he was mekadesh almanas, she has no nedarim at the time he gave her the ring. And he came to the chuppah, though, and didn't mention anything about that tanai. So we assume that the chuppah that they had, the nisuin that they had, is not a bilas nus. We assume that he was mochel on the tanai, and now the bia that they have is a kiddushin bia, and even if he finds nedarim, we don't have to worry about it, because obviously the fact that he entered the chuppah, mentioned nothing about the tanai that he mentioned at the time of kiddushin, and now has bia with her, we could assume that that bia is a kiddushin bia, basically being mochel on any tanai that he had before, that she has no nedarim, and therefore, if you want her to marry someone else, she's now officially married to him, even though she ended up having nedarim, because it's basically he was mochel on the nedarim, and therefore she needs a get. But she loses her ksuva, because regarding the financial matters of the marriage, the husband can say, I wasn't mochel on the tanai, and therefore you have to bring a raya, a proof, ha-motzi mecha v'la raya. The burden of proof is upon you that I was mochel on the tanai, and then I'm willing to give you the ksuva. But barring that, you forfeit the ksuva. And the same thing would be true if he's mekadesh harstam, which means he didn't say anything about not having nedarim, and brings her to go into the chuppah kansastam, and he ends up finding nedarim, she also loses the ksuva, because her husband has the right to say, hold on, you never mentioned any tanai about not having nedarim. Because he can say, the husband can say, Rimari explains, that I don't want a woman who has nedarim, and this is a mekach tos. Nonetheless, she would need to get misafik. So this last case, once again, is where kansastam. He ends up taking her into the chuppah without making any tanai. And that's even after a kiddushin, obviously, if he didn't mention anything at the time of the kiddushin. But even if he mentioned something at the time of the kiddushin, we assume that he was mochel on that. So therefore, she needs a get. They are officially married. And the kiddu, the bia that they had, that's kiddushay bia. But she forfeits the ksuva because that's a financial matter. And then the Mishnah continues, Almanas, Shein ba Mumin. Now we leave Nadarmi, go to Mumin. A man is Mekadesh woman on condition she has no blemishes, no physical blemishes. Vimsu ba Mumin, and you find out that she does have Mumin, what blemishes are invalidated, disqualified, we assume would disqualify the marriage, the Mishnah will say in a moment, the same Mumin that disqualify a Kohen. A husband has the right to say that those are the Mumin that he's particular about. So Almanas, Shein ba Mumin, Vimsu ba Mumin, Eino Mekudesh. Because the tanai was not fulfilled. This is kiddushay tos, is completely an error. Kansa stam, let's say he didn't make any tanai at all regarding mumin. The same way we spoke about when it comes to nedarim. Vnimsu ba mumin, and we end up finding that she actually has blemishes, and the Baal claims now, hey, that's a mekach tos. I didn't expect her to have mumin. Teite shalo b'ksuva. She leaves, forfeits the ksuva, but nonetheless, she is considered married. And this is true whether he's Mekadesh her stam and brought her the chuppah and had nisuin stam, which means the time of Kiddushin he mentioned nothing about Mumin, and the time of nisuin he mentioned nothing about Mumin, or during the time of Kiddushin he did make a tanai that she has no Mumin, but then ends up taking her to the chuppah and mentions nothing about that. So we assume that the bia that they have is actually a bia of Kiddushin. So the halacha is she needs a get, but he's not chayv to give her the ksuva. And then the Mishnah says, "Kol ha-mumin ha-poslin ba-kohanim, which are listed in Bechorah as Perek Zayin. Kohanim have certain mumin that they're pasul la-avodah b'mikdash. As the pasuk says, "Vayikra chafalef ish mizarachol odorosam asher yibo mumim lo yikrav." Those are the mumin that are poslin b'nashim. If a woman has those mumin and the husband married her stam, so she leaves with that aksuva. And if it's mekadesh her almanas, she doesn't have mumin and hasn't yet brought her to the chuppah, or he brought her to the chuppah and mentioned the tanai again at the time of the chuppah, then she doesn't even need a get because these are kiddushei tos.